Yeah. I want to call the joint committee meeting of Business, Finance, and Justice Committee with the Health, Education, and Welfare Committee. Time now is 6:01. This time I have invocation. Randall.
Thank you, Father, for this evening that you bless us with. Lord, we just ask that you be on each and everybody's mind and hearts this evening. Lord, just let us do the best for the nation, whatever it be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
Shut up.
At this time, we'll roll call, please.
Pete Bieber. Randall Hicks.
Present.
David Hill.
Present.
Adam Jones. Johnny Green.
Present.
Jody Barnett.
Present.
Joyce Steer.
Present.
James Jennings. Rufus Scott. Robert Huff.
Present.
Chairman, I got 6 present, 4 absent.
We have 6 present, 4 absent, constitute a quorum. Any business conducted not be official. Moving on down the agenda is approval of minutes of
establish your quorum, it says 10 members present. That'd be an 8.
Yeah. And anywhere else on here, anywhere it says 9 in favor, it actually should have been 8 in favor in here. So. Okay. So we got a second on making those corrections. Roll call, please.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Johnny Green.
Yes.
Dodi Barnett.
Yes.
Joyce Steer.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 5 in favor, 0 against.
I have 5 in favor, 0 against, so it's been approved. Moving on down to order of business is TR-17-072. A proper resolution by the Muskogee Creek Nation approving beer sales at the Tulsa Creek Indian Community Smoke Shop. Sponsored. Okay, Division Hill and Division Tiger. Division Tiger. Your motion is back.
Okay, you can
take his name more aggressive like
that. Hey. Do
we hear a motion? Do we hear a motion?
Motion to
adopt. Okay, care a second? Let's go for discussion now.
Thank you, Chairman, members of the FSA committee. This is some legislation that's been brought to you is so that Tulsa Indian community can sell beer at their smoke shop, and the reason that they have been put off so long is because it was under construction, with the construction being complete now. Mr. Dellinger, that's a conversation we've had in the past, with the construction being complete now. I believe it's okay to move forward with the approval of them selling beer at their smoke shop. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Ruff, would you like to see the chair for TCIC? Would you like to stand up and say anything?
No.
No. That's mainly what this is for, just giving them the approval to sell beer to their smoke shop.
I'd be putting down as a co-sponsor, please.
Yes, sir.
Any other questions? Deb?
How will it be monitored? I mean, by age and how y'all want fire security?
Well, Karen is our smoke shop manager, and she's really, really strict. So they will check your IDs and everything. But I'm sure she could catch them if they're not correct. she's working with all kinds of things to, like, even like checks and stuff. So when it comes to doing the licensing, then I'm sure she could be able to tag it, and she works with different ones that learn how to check these.
She only going to check with her driver's license, or if Creek Citizens come in and use their, you know, use their
travel card. As long as their birth name, the birth is on there, what? Yeah,
I mean,
so
birthday.
Either one, you know. But she'll be checking. She won't let somebody just come in. And once she gets acquainted with who they are, she kind of remembers people really quick. So.
Well, I'll just tell you, like the rest of them that came up, you know, I'll probably get scrutinized pretty bad when I get home, you know, as far as community selling beer. But I know as a business standpoint, I know it's good for the community. I'll let you know up front.
Okay, thank you.
Kevin, they have applied for ABLE licenses? Does that go to this regular community? And I guess, does the chairman sign it? How does that operate?
I think that's part of forming the LLC. It's required in the legislation to form an LLC.
Okay.
That's to take liability off the community onto the limited to the LLC that's formed.
Okay.
And so I think that would probably be signed off on by the chairman of, or the main person, the main member of the LLC. So, and yeah, they'll have to go through the ABLE Commission and get all of the proper licensing and documents.
Okay, good. Any other questions? No.
Yeah, thank you. I know there are machines to help detect fake IDs, because even if the date's correct, I mean, a lot of people are buying fake IDs now.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really big push with Homeland Security. So in some instances, the tribal IDs are actually easier to forge. Not ours, but some of them are easier to forge than the state IDs. Especially now, since Oklahoma is not where they should be with their state ID, so I would just recommend to
make sure.
I mean, obviously, the flight is
suggestions,
right? Yeah, because even if the ID looks real, it might not be real for them. If that makes sense. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I agree with you, Barnett. You need to get that ID for your machine. It's not very much money. $100
okay.
Maybe hops is it.
John, any questions? Any questions? Joyce?
Brandon? I don't pertain to this specific legislation, but I'm just curious, has anybody heard how the other ones are doing? That has been
approved? I think all the other ones like Twin Hills, but they had a grocery store, so it makes a different deal there.
Oh, no,
Chiquita.
Mr. Hill. Okay. Daryl. Chief. Okay, hear any other questions? Roll call, please. This is due pass.
David Hill.
Yes.
Johnny Green.
Yes.
Dirty Barnett. Joyce Deere?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
Chairman, I got 5 in favor, 0 against.
Yeah, 5 in favor, 0 against, that's been approved.
Thank you.
Okay. Moving on down to the other business. Any other business?
No.
Announcements. Any announcements? Hearing none. Hear motion adjourned. All. Hear a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Meeting is adjourned. Time now is 6:10.
But oh.